Some people really think that you're just supposed to write exactly what comes out and then that's done. I do that sometimes, but I always find that if I wait for those moments to happen, that I just won't really write at all. So my idea is to just write every day.
In Everyday Work Ethic lets Richard Julian pick up on everyday events. And when the words work for him, scenes like Sunday morning and Saturday shoes come right to life in song. This is Take 5, supported by Rough Guides, smart guides for smart people. Hi, this is Rita Houston. Even though he's from Delaware, Richard Julian feels like New York City fits him best. And it's hard to imagine wanting to leave after finding a community of musicians like Norah Jones and the Little Willies, Sasha Dobson, and Jesse Harris. His 2006 album, Slow New York, painted clear portraits of his life in the city, and you'll find similar themes on his latest record, Sunday Morning in Saturday Shoes, a collection filled with Julian's signature mix of clever lyrics, and jazz-influenced guitar work. But he made a point to make some changes, too. As Richard told FUV's Claudia Marshall, one that succeeded was a new confidence in his voice. One that didn't was moving the song Brooklyn in the Morning a little further south.
The song Brooklyn in the Morning, I had it and was working on it for a while, and I played it for my friend Lee. He was actually encouraging me maybe to take some of the themes and put them out in New York.
Really?
And for a little while, I even tried it being Biloxi in the morning, because I know it sounds weird, but because of what happened down there with the flooding and everything, I had kind of a more of a sinister vibe, like, and a breeze through the back door, like something is brewing or starting. And I tried it like
That's
that sort of for a while, and it gave the song a whole entire different edge. It just didn't feel like what I really want to sing about, you know. It's just, I really just feel a lot more comfortable just singing about what I know instead of trying to inject myself into some kind of national drama or something, you know.
Brooklyn in the morning and a breeze through the back door. There's a back door in Brooklyn. In Brooklyn, a breeze. Early birds are out making a racket in the trees. There are birds in Brooklyn, a back door and a breeze. Neighbors off to work, now the dog is barking. In Brooklyn, there's a neighbor with a dog next door. Shifting the vertical, come on. Floor. There are birds in Brooklyn, a dog, and a neighbor next door.
I had read somewhere, Richard, you saying that you felt like you had found your voice as a singer in the making of this record.
Well, I played in the Little Willies, you know, over the last couple of years, and I also played in Sasha Dobson's band, and did both of those girls are very, really highly skilled singers. You know, I don't put myself on that kind of level of vocal phrasing, and
right.
I think singing with both of those girls got me to loosen up a little more and feel like you can push, you know, through the phrasing and not be so rigid about the melodies that you're writing. And before them, I felt like I'm more of a songwriter than a singer. Like I was just supposed to deliver the tune as I wrote it. Now I feel like a singer singing the song that was written or something, if that makes any sense. It's a difference. It's a kind of a mind shift. But it helps keep things fresh, too. You know, if it's very predictable what you're going to sing, you're always anticipating the moment as opposed to being in the moment of trying to make it happen. So it really changes the music a lot.
It gets chilly in New York with the winter closing in. And the weatherman reported a very bitter wind blowing out of your mouth. If you go, why don't you stay? I wish you'd stay. Please stay. It's not heaven, but it's home.
Richard Julian live at FUV with a new tune called If You Stay. To hear the complete conversation and performance, visit our online archives at WFUV.org.
Take 5 is supported by Rough Guides. Information at roughguides.com. Smart guides for smart people.